Informing your current employer of your resignation is probably the hardest part of the entire recruitment process, especially if it will be a total surprise to your manager. Remember, your obligations when resigning is to simply notify your employer that you are handing in your notice of resignation, and as per your employment contract, you are providing the relevant notice period. You are not required to provide the details of your new employer, and you are not required to provide the details of the new remuneration package that you have accepted. Be aware that the first response from most companies is to try and say anything that will convince you to change your mind. And this will almost always start by asking, "What have you been offered elsewhere?" which is normally followed by offering you the same or more money than what you have been offered. It might also involve offering you a change in position, perhaps a promotion, maybe new working conditions, such as work from home or just more flexibility. Anything that will entice you to stay. Don't be fooled. The tactic behind this is to say and do anything necessary to stop you from leaving. What most people don't realize is this is just a short-term strategy for companies until they can find your replacement. Once you have resigned, you have shown your company that you want to leave, and if you decide to stay, all you're doing is showing your employer that you can easily be controlled and ultimately bought for more money. Inevitably, the company will move you on at some point down the track, but it will be on their terms. We see time and time again when a candidate succumbs to a counteroffer, 6 months later, they find themselves either in a worse position with the company than they were, their position has been terminated, or things have gone back to the way they were, and you are regretting not leaving when you had the chance. Stand by your decision to leave the business, and remember that if it took you to resign in order to gain the pay rise or promotion or better working conditions, then is this a true reflection of how your employer values you, or is it just a knee-jerk reaction to prevent you from leaving?